Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Doug Giles, who's Director of Marketing with Universal Textile Technologies. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for the call this morning.
Sure. You've got some big news that's tied in with one of our major national parks, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, it's been a while since you've been on Floor Daily, and I thought maybe it'd be good to have you describe for us who UTT is.
We'll be glad to. Universal Textile Technologies, UTT as we're sometimes called, we're involved in high-performance, environmentally friendly backing technologies, and we're in markets including residential, hospitality, Main Street, and commercial applications across the world. They're also used in sports playing fields. We're involved in landscape, so whether you want to go up to a Toronto Blue Jays and see a sporting field there, you go out to Las Vegas at the Wynn or the Venetian, you'll see synthetic grass around that.
So basically, you focus on backing technology. You have two very well-known brand names, BioCell and EnviroCell. Talk a little bit about what those products do to the carpet industry.
With high-performance backing technology that we provide, the BioCell brand is primarily in the more of a commercial application. Mm-hmm. The majority of those products are providing a moisture barrier backing system. Mm-hmm. That is unique in the aspect that we have worked with the United Soybean Board over the last 6 years. And in that, we've been able to displace a major portion of the petroleum-based components with a soy-based polyol. And in doing so, we have helped the American economy as opposed to a foreign economy, taking away some of that need for petroleum-based products. And to complement that, over the years, we have been utilizing recycled plastic bottles as a component in our backing system. It's my understanding now we've broken the 250 million bottle mark, keeping those out of our nation's landfills. So we're very pleased to be a leader in the bio-based technology and heavily involved in Washington with a bio-based product coalition.
Okay. And the reason I want to talk to you today is because you actually have some pretty big news that's actually pretty neat. You've kind of married up with Yellowstone National Park, and you've agreed to take all of their recycled bottles, and you're going to turn that into a product for the carpet industry, right?
That is correct. And we're very excited about the partnership. And there, with the aid of the U.S. Soybean Board, they introduced us to Mr. Jim Evanoff, who is the environmental director for Yellowstone National Park.
Now, Yellowstone, that's where Yogi Bear is, isn't it?
I believe that was Jellystone.
Oh, okay.
It was Jellystone. That is the premier national park that is out there. It was our first American park, national park, founded in 1872. And Yellowstone has over 3 million visitors annually. Mm-hmm. And to be affiliated with that is just such an honor. And one of the things we uncovered, as we've already been using the plastic bottles, that Yellowstone was having their bottles picked up, trying to do the right thing environmentally. They were being shipped to the West Coast and then shipped overseas. And then in the United States, we found that so many people wanted to be recyclers, but we're told that 7 out of 10 plastic bottles used today go to the landfill and where they're going to be 50 years from now. So our thought process here is to, let's don't send those bottles to a foreign country and then America buy them back. Mm-hmm. And you ask, well, why are they having to buy them back? Again, everybody wants to be an environmental hero. But we're not too dedicated to doing the right thing on the front end. So we're all out looking for recycled products. But America can't handle the demand. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going overseas to buy recycled products to bring back to the U.S. to convert into carpet products. So what we've done, we've eliminated a step. Instead of Yellowstone's plastics being shipped overseas and then eventually being bought and brought back to the U.S., now then we simply bring them into the U.S. stream, where our objective is to help create American jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're actually taking this polymer from these recycled bottles, you turn it into a fleece, and then that becomes a component in your enhanced backing systems, right?
That is correct, and it's a 100% recycled post-consumer product, mm-hmm. and we're keeping that out of the nation's landfills, and we're very excited about being a leader in this technology.
As you get into this process and you start to have this product that has this Yellowstone component on it, Where can we find that? I mean, I know we can find it on Signature Carpets, but what customers will be using this product, do you think?
This will be integrated into everything we do. Okay. The actual plastics will be blended into the recycled fleece that we're currently using. Mm-hmm. So one of the great things we think about our technology is we want to help you be a recycling hero, even if you're not aware of it. And all components that we make at Universal include recycled technology. So the average consumer out there may not realize it, but they'll be walking on part of Yellowstone and they'll be walking on soy as they enjoy their residential carpets, as they buy them from customers or in their favorite hotel or wherever it may be across America.
So we'll find this primarily in commercial carpets, or will they also be in some residential carpets?
It will be in residential carpets, your favorite hotels, your strip malls, from Nordstrom's to Wendy's across America. You're walking on EnviroCell, which will have our soy-based polymers and our recycled PET, including the Yellowstone plastics. So, you know, just about anywhere you're walking on the polyurethane technology from Universal, as we partner with the different mills, you're getting the benefits of this environmental position.
Well, Doug, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Doug Giles, who's Director of Marketing with Universal Textile Technologies, and you've been listening to Kempar and 4daily.net.